The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah and other places about the rabbinical decree, Gzeira Deraba, that let's say on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah tells us, the way at least according to the Bavli learns, not the Yerushalmi, but according to the conclusion of the Bavli, is it says Yom Trua Yelechem and Zichron Trua, they're both referring to Ben B'Shabbos, Ben B'Chol, and so why don't we both shofar on Shabbos? That's because of Gzeira Deraba. That's because of Rabba's decree. So that's the Minig Yisrael, that on Shabbos we do not blow shofar anymore. In the Mikdash they did, not in the Medina. So there's a whole sheet of the Rif. That the Rif learned Pshat is you only need a base in Shaul Gimel, and you didn't need people with Smicha. You need Mufluk Bedor, and they say the Rif himself used to blow shofar Fez Morocco, he used to blow shofar, and the Talmidim did not continue his practice, and that's the way we seem to paskin, not like the Rif. And however, throughout Jewish history, there were incidents. Rav Manoach quotes a reported shofar blowing on Shabbos in Damascus, Syria, during the medieval times. But the more recent one was from Rav Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, who between 1870 and 1909, that whenever Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. So the first case was in 1881, and I think again in 1905. But so he wanted to reinstitute based on the Rif that we have all, even to be stricter, he wanted to get all, get 23 Gedolei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael to come to Yerushalayim. They'll go to the shul in the Old City, which is also the Mikdash according to the Rambam, Rav Yochanan, the shul of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And therefore, he's the one who instituted blowing shofar on Shabbos. And that's where Ruchio Michal Tukashansky brought up. However, he wasn't able to get people to come, but he did it anyway, apparently privately. Some Gedolim stayed. They say Rishmol Salant used to, he listened outside. So that's our minig, we don't do it, but there are isolated cases in Jewish history. So there's a famous kasha that if we say Gzeira Deraba on shofar and lulav and Megillah, so what about on Pesach? Why don't we say Gzeira Deraba on matzah? What do you mean Gzeira Deraba de matzah? What could be, just open up the box of matzah. And even today, it's probably true. It comes with hashkacha, but back in the day, number one, you went to the Rav to see if it is matzah, is this kosher matzah? What about the shirim? How much you have to eat? So how come we weren't concerned you might come to carry the matzah? Or maybe, as Rashi writes, you wanted to learn how to make the bracha. Whatever the scenario is, we could come up with a gzeira. And the question is, why didn't they not make a gzeira by matzah the same way they made the gzeira deraba by shofar and lulav? So it's a famous nitziv who has a very pragmatic answer. The nitziv writes is because by the other mitzvahs hayom, by dalad minim, by shofar, the mitzvah is biyom. However, by matzah, the mitzvah is a night. Yeah, so what? I mean, I get the chiluk, but why should that be machalik? Why should there be no gzeira derabah because the mitzvah is a night? So the nitziv gives a very pragmatic answer. He says, because back in the day, once it got dark out, no one went out on the street. So if the mitzvah matzah doesn't begin until nighttime, so there's no way to go. It's too dangerous to go out. You can't see anything. So a very pragmatic. So really, fundamentally, according to the nitziv, it should apply. And whereas the mitzvah matzah was during the day, according to the nitziv, it would apply. So it's not a fundamental answer. It's a pragmatic answer regarding matzah at night. But fundamentally, if matzah was during the day, you wouldn't make it. And also very, also a similar, totally different, but similar, Rav David Cohen, that he says, because, and they discussed the question in general about how far do you take Leil Shimurim? In terms of this, some people have a shortened version of Kriya Shema Lamita. So he says it's Leil Shimurim. So what's the whole concern? That's right. This I can base in. We're not concerned. Kohanim's reason, hey, people are going to make sure. So it's Leil Shimurim. So the F4 we're going to take care of. But again, it's just a technical reason. And in other words, if the eating of matzah was during the day, so it wouldn't be Leil. So both according to the Netziv and Rav David Cohen, the more pragmatic answers. They're not saying there's nothing fundamental. However, there's an Avnei Nezer brought down by his Talmud, the Chemdas Yisrael. It's a Klei Chemda, a different sefer. In his Hakdama to the Chemdas Yisrael, he quotes his Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, and he gets into, which is a separate shaila today, like you're not blowing shofar on Shabbos. But what does that mean? Does that mean, like when, does that mean we're physically not blowing shofar, but how do we view it? It's a whole discussion in the Akronim. Do we say ke'ilu taka? In other words, in terms of chazaka b'mitzvahs, do we say the person who has day one gets to go to day two, or he already blew shofar? This is a whole discussion on chazaka b'mitzvahs, but whether we say ke'ilu taka or not, whether Shabbos is in lieu of Rosh Hashanah. That we have the Shabbos, is the Kedusha Shabbos is equal to the discussion of keeping Shabbos. That's a whole Orach Lanier went into in his Shabbos Shuvah Drasha in 1871, that he wants to say that on one hand, Chorban Bayis Rishon and Shani happened that year, so it's a big problem. On the other hand, the Mishkan was built and Kai Yitzhak got atoned for the Chet Ego, so it's what you make of it. So, however, the Avnei Nezer wants to give an answer that by shofar it's ki'ilu taka, when something honest, you have a makshava tova mitzvah of lamaisa, you want to do it, but God, but the Torah made me an honest. So honest commander Ovid. So you want to say, when do we say onus commander Ovid? That's an mitzvah the other mumakum. So God could give you credit. God made you an onus, and as long as you want to do a makshava tova, we could count it. But when it deals with other people, ben adam machaveiro, not the classic ben adam machaveiro, but then how is matzah ben adam machaveiro? Is because there's a mitzvah presuming nisa. There's a mitzvah presuming nisa. And therefore, if you don't eat the matzah, then other people aren't going to see the matzah. And it affects other people. So that could be also, there's a famous kasha, not as famous, but then why don't we say, why don't we say Gzera Darabah by, not by who if we do? What about by a sukkah? So, right, so the pasuk says Gzera Darabah is only in the Chefzesh mitzvah, on the object. But you could say, based on the Avnei Nezer, perhaps, that no, that since the purpose of sitting in the sukkah is shafti, not just for you, other people go by and see the sukkah, so therefore, perhaps it's going to affect someone else's mitzvah, and therefore we don't apply gzeira d'rabbah, it's only to stop you. But it's not going to affect someone else. If an ani, in other words, if it's a tzedakah, it's not always commander of it if the ani doesn't get the money. I might get credit for tzedakah or not, but if I'm causing so then it's a big problem. So therefore, we always have to, even when we're involved in mitzvahs, but Adam Lamakom, we can't ignore Ben Chaveiro. I think they were from Zilberstein. He was asked, I think the case was someone, I guess they were late to davening, they pulled into a handicap, and afterwards they came out, they felt bad about it. So they asked Zilberstein, I guess they asked him right away, he said, to daven over again. I'm not sure if he said Betorah is Nadav or not, but what's up, Shad? He says, your davening is limited. If you do the wrong thing, your Shmoneh Esrei was capped. So therefore, you didn't have an opportunity for your tefillos to go up to Shamayim. So it's a famous Yisrael Salanter. When you're putting on your talis, don't throw the strings in someone else's face. So that's the Yisod. So especially, so if it's affected by Elam HaChavero, by Matir, Presume Nisha, by Psukka, so we don't say Gzeira Derabba, but that's the Yisod here. Our meaning is not like the rift out to blow shofar even on Shabbos outside the Mikdash. There are isolated cases, the rift in other cases in Damascus, but the most famous case or recent case, Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, but we don't do it. Why no Gzeira Derabba on Matzah? Because, you know, with matzah, you want to find and make sure it's kosher matzah. So either because it's very pragmatic, because it's at night, there's no carrying, another mitzvah during the day, or with David Cohen, because we have shimurim, but those are just technical, for fundamental reason of the Avdei Nezer. You don't say Gzeira Derabba on a mitzvah, which is Benam Lachaveiro, presuming Nisa. And maybe that's why I know Gzeira Derabba by matzah. And perhaps that's also why we don't say Gzeira Derabba by the mitzvah sukkah itself, because of those reasons.